This Easter, you can be a good egg and help sick children by supporting the Humpty Dumpty Foundation with a donation. Joining us to have a chat about it is founder and chairman Paul Francis. Paul, how are we doing?
Oh, doing great, Andrew. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on.
An absolute pleasure. For those that don't know, what does the Humpty Dumpty Foundation do?
Well, in simple terms, Andrew, we supply medical equipment to children's hospitals across Australia. So it's now nearly 500 hospitals, and we take requests from them. They're analysed by our medical subcommittee, and if we deem it appropriate, then it goes on our wish list, and our donors buy the equipment for the hospital. They can pick what hospital they want, etc. The equipment's plaqued in whatever wording they would like on the plaque, if it's a company name or it's in memory of somebody, etc. And usually once, you know, if they donate the equipment, it's normally within the hospital operating within 6 to 8 weeks. So last year our donors purchased or donated 700 pieces of equipment, and that was a pretty good year.
Your Humpty Dumpty Foundation's been around for about 25 odd years now, is it?
A little bit longer than that now. I started it with the support of Ray Martin. We started fundraising in 1990, and then Humpty was born in 1996. So yeah, 26 years under Humpty.
Any idea how much money you've raised in that amount of time?
Yeah, just over $90 million.
That's incredible. What do you think about when you think about a figure like that?
Oh mate, look, it's the families. You know, we did a photo shoot on Monday with just the most amazing mother and a little boy, Alexander. He's 7, but he's got severe disabilities. She was able to, you know, she spent 6 months in newborn at Westmead Hospital, and to sit with her, and then there was another mother there that had lost her child a couple of years ago at age of 3. You know, to know that our people are helping save a child's life, but then also making the family's life a little bit more comfortable. They had some equipment in their unit that allowed them to spend more time at home than spend it in the hospital these days. But, you know, like we just see that all the time. And we were up in the Northern Territory a few months ago at a significant piece of equipment up there, a transport incubator, without going into detail. But it's actually now in the last 4 years saved roughly 40 children's lives that would have passed previously.
Aside from the money, you've saved numerous lives of young Australians.
Well, that's what our donors are doing. They like the simplicity of what we do. They see the piece of equipment. They go, well, that's in my price range. Or that's a hospital I'd like to support. And they buy the equipment.
And it's not just an individual thing. You get companies that support. I know some of the mining companies here in the Upper Hunter have supported in previous years as well.
Oh, look, they have. They've been absolutely fantastic. Glencore's been fantastic. And they've got families up in those areas.
Yeah.
And, you know, we hear, but there's been numerous Hitachi construction equipment. We remember a resus cot that was donated by Hitachi. And within a couple of months, that was used to save the child of one of their staff. There's so many stories like that, Andrew. I can remember years ago, when we were still only supporting hospitals in Sydney, and I had a phone call from a nurse unit manager in the Hunter, New England area, and she had lost a 3-year-old boy because they didn't have a piece of equipment that cost $1,600.
Oh, dear.
I mean, since then, we've probably out across Australia done over 1,000 pieces of that particular equipment called an EZIO.
If anybody or any business would like to help out, what should they do?
Oh, look, I think, you know, go to the Humpty website or just give us a ring at the office in Sydney. I love talking to people, so if they want a ring, I'll get back to them. You know, these are tough times right across Australia, right across the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people that are having floods and, you know, losing their homes and losing their businesses. But the one thing about Australians is that we care for each other. People sometimes think, oh, I can never make a difference, but you can. A donation will help us. We've got our Balmoral Burn coming up in a couple of months, and we haven't been able to run that for 3 years because of COVID. Look, if people, you know, can do something, whether it be buy a piece of equipment or donate, whatever it might be, $5, $10, $20, that helps the whole thing happen.
Paul Francis, I know you don't do it for the thanks, but I do want to say on behalf of those of us here in the Upper Hunter, thank you for everything that you've done with the Humpty Dumpty Foundation, and we look forward to catching up and chatting about it again sometime down the track.
Mate, thanks, Andrew. Our donors have put 139 pieces into the Hunter, 139 pieces of medical equipment into the Hunter area that wouldn't have been there previously. It's all about a team effort. Let's try and get more people on the team.